directly to the American citizen, but Democrats say that it speaks most directly to the richest American taxpayers. How do you answer that criticism and the charge that you're just going to lead to deeper deficits?
Yeah. Well, the critics hadn't seen the plan. This is a plan that provides tax relief to the working citizens. It's a plan that is a very fair plan. It's a plan that recognizes when somebody has more of their own money, they're likely to spend it, which creates more jobs. Our administration's concerned about deficits, and the way to deal with deficits is you, one, control spending. And I hope Congress lives up to their words. When they talk about deficits, they can join us in making sure we don't overspend. They can join us and make sure that the appropriations process is focused on those items that are absolutely necessary for the American people. I'm pleased that members of the Congress are talking about deficits. It means they understand their obligations not to overspend the people's money. And the second way to deal with deficits is to encourage revenue growth. And the way to encourage revenue growth is to encourage the private sector to grow. And tomorrow I'll be talking about ways to encourage the growth of the private sector. Steve.
A few weeks ago, until the UN inspectors report back, are you seeing any signs of compliance by Iraq as Saddam says they're carrying out intelligence work?
Well, I thought that was an interesting statement on his part. And when you combine that with the fact that his declaration was clearly deficient, it is discouraging news for those of us who want to resolve this issue peacefully. He has the obligation to disarm. For the sake of peace, he must disarm. The United Nations has clearly said that. It is in our nation's interest that he disarm. He is a threat to the American people. He is a threat to our friends and neighbors in the Middle East. He is a person who's used weapons of mass destruction. And so therefore the world has said to Saddam, you won't have any weapons of mass destruction. Get rid of them. And thus far, it looks like he hasn't complied. But he's got time, and we continue to call upon Saddam Hussein to listen to what the world is saying. Not just the United States, but the entire world expects Saddam Hussein to disarm. Dick, stretch.
Mr. President, changing the taxation on doctor dividends, a lot of analysts say that that in and of itself would not have a particularly stimulating effect for the economy. Do you disagree with that? And if in the end you get a benefit like this yourself, is it money that you would then direct to be reinvested, or is it...
I forgot, I didn't hear the second part of your question. The hypothetical part of the question, I'm probably not going to answer.
You know, Congress does your bidding, and you get benefits from dividends that aren't being taxed. Would you use that money to reinvest, or would you spend it on consumer debt?
Me personally?
You personally?
Well, my money's in a blind trust, right? So I don't know if I've got any dividends. If I did. Well, that's interesting you asked that question. A lot of people get dividends. See, and that's one of the reasons why we're analyzing this issue of taxing things twice, particularly dividends. Most seniors, over 50% of the seniors, receive dividends. First of all, it's unfair to tax money twice. There's a principle involved. The government ought to be content with taxing revenue streams or profits one time, not twice. And in dividends, we tax the corporate profit, and then we tax the money being sent to the shareholder. That doesn't make any sense. That's unfair. That's bad public policy. Many of the shareholders that pay the taxes are senior citizens. These are senior citizens who retired and senior citizens who can use that money. Thirdly, the reduction in taxes on dividends will encourage capital flows. Capital flows into the marketplace. It'll encourage investment, and that's what we want. We want to encourage investment activity. Investment means jobs. And so I'm not going to specifically tell you what's in the speech tomorrow. It looks like some others might have already done that. I do encourage you to listen to it, but I encourage you to look at the entire package. It's a package that's shaped for economic vitality and growth. Listen, we're doing fine. Tomorrow you'll hear me say, this economy is one of the strongest in the world. But what we believe is that we can be stronger. And we also know that when somebody's looking for work, who wants to work, means we got to continue to try to stimulate job growth. Now, we don't believe it's the role of government to manage the economy. We've got great faith in the private sector, and so we're going to create the environment for the private sector to be stronger. That's the policy of this administration. Sandra, good luck to you. Thanks.
Thank you all. Thank you, guys.
I'll answer one on North Korea. Yeah, real quick.
Yes, sir. What would it take for the U.S. or any other nation to have direct talks with North Korea? And they claim to believe that the U.S. is them.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I went to Korea and clearly said that the United States has no intention of invading North Korea. I said that right there in South Korea. In Kim Jong-il's neighborhood, I spoke as clearly as I said and said, we won't invade you. And I repeat that. We have no intention of invading North Korea. We expect North Korea to adhere to her obligations. She did an agreement with the United States and said that she would not develop nuclear weapons, and we expect people to keep their word. We'll have dialogue. We've had dialogue with North Korea. The Secretary of State visited with the Deputy Foreign Minister, the Foreign Minister, excuse me. And talking is one thing, but we expect people to honor obligations. And for Kim Jong-il to be a credible member of the world community, he's got to understand that he's got to do what he said he's going to do. I believe this will be resolved peacefully, and I believe it can be resolved diplomatically. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
What were you laughing at before we came in?
I'm not telling.
I won't tell, but somebody will leak.